Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Have you seen some of the technology they're using here already? Because so many guys have said this is really their first look at it.
I think I got my first look a little bit last year. Yeah, the Brewers started getting into the Edgetronics and started looking at spin rates with TrackMan and Rapsodo. Wasn't so much with the Brewers, but they started using the Edgetronic towards the end of the year. Obviously, I was in Double-A, so I didn't see what they were doing in Triple-A. But, you know, it's when I went to the Fall League, obviously I had Drew Frenchie with me, who's from the Astros, and he was showing me a lot of it. And then coming here, obviously, yeah, we are using a lot, which is nice.
Now, what kind of whirlwind has it been for you, Milwaukee to Pittsburgh, Fall Week? Feel like you can settle in here for at least a little bit and get a feel for things now?
Yeah, it's nice, you know. Finally able to settle down, meeting most all the guys now. It's really nice. Everybody's been very welcoming and open. It's a good experience. Yeah, it was a whirlwind in the beginning for sure, but, you know, being able to go to the Fall League and kind of meet some of the other guys and then go into the Fan Fest and meet more of the guys there as well. It's been very nice.
Does it help new pitching coach, new manager all coming into, like, you're meeting them the same as the rest of these guys are meeting them too?
Right. Yeah, I mean, I think it would have been, I think, the same for me. Whether it had been, new pitching coach or last year's pitching coach, I think it would have been the same, just introducing myself and kind of getting a feel for how they like to do things, and then they're getting a feel for how I like to do things. And, playing it, doing ping pong, going back to back with each other, it's been really nice. And, you know, they're open as well to hearing what I'm working on and what they want me to work on. You know, it's been very helpful for sure.
Now, getting to work on maybe just one specific thing, how tough was it last year where you spend a big chunk of the year as a reliever and then you're going to start? You don't have to see you guys go that direction in the middle of the season.
Yeah, you know, obviously my whole career I've been a starter until like the last year-ish. It wasn't too bad because I was being used as a long guy, so I was going, two, three innings sometimes. But going back to becoming a starter was nice because that's what I started with. But I have no problem being a reliever either because they're both two different animals and they're both very fun to do.
Have they had conversations with you or have you sat down with anybody to talk about what they're trying to do with you this year, maybe stretch you out early on?
I have no idea. I'm just along for the ride right now and I'm just going to do whatever they tell me and I'm just going to do my best to help whatever team I'm going to be on this year, get some W's and hopefully go as far as we can.
The Major League roster is something that, like, sights are set on?
I mean, absolutely. I mean, everybody's sights are set on, no matter, if you got the spot or not. Like, you still want to keep progressing and getting better, whether you are, like myself, a first-time guy or anybody. Like, you just always want to keep progressing and getting better every day.
Is this the first? I tried looking it up. It's really hard to find. Is this the first big league camp? Were you in one of Milwaukee?
This is my first big league camp, yeah. No, I was not invited any time with Milwaukee, but that's all right. It's really cool. I mean, like I said, the guys have been very open, very welcoming. Everybody's been very friendly, being able to get to know everybody and, hear about where they're from and, kind of get to know them on a personal basis as well.
Now, I mean, this isn't a baseball one. You're rooming with Cole Tucker. Did I hear that right?
Actually, Cole and I were roommates when I got sent over to Indy at the end of the year, and he was grateful enough to allow me to sleep in the living room on my blow-up mattress. So then we kind of just went from there and, I didn't have a roommate, he didn't have a roommate, so we're like, let's do this, and it's been fun, for sure. Him and I get along very well.
I can see that, the personality's mixing.
Yeah, very, very outgoing, and I wouldn't say I'm as talkative as he is, but, it's been very fun.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody's as talkative.
No, you know what?
Dyson.
Yeah. So, but it's been a good time. It's been, him and I get along. We get to, shoot conversations back and forth, and it's not so much about baseball, it's just about life. We try to keep baseball at the baseball field. We're both two people who love to be here. We love the game of baseball. We don't mind staying here, getting here early and staying here all day long. We just love to be able to be around the guys in the clubhouse. But being at home, he's teaching me how to play the guitar. Obviously, he's very musically gifted. And me, on the other hand, I'm just, picking up. I'm about a month and a half in right now. So he's like, why can't you get this? And I'm like, give me a break. You've been doing it for over a year, So. But no, it's been a great time, you know, having him as a roommate. It keeps everything very light.
I'm sure there's also a lot of stray hairs if you're anything like me.
Yeah, you know, I had the long hair before, and he kind of got me into growing it back out again. Him and Josh, they both kind of convinced me to grow my hair back out. It's what happens when you live with two long-haired guys. So you kind of want to grow the hair back out again.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that.
Yeah. So,
going back to the TrackMania episode for a little bit, Oscar said, you know, he came in and he kind of gave like a presentation to everyone, like, here's the information, here's how we're gonna use it. What were you able to follow that along? What he was saying, or?
Yeah, you know, it's obviously it's new to me at the same time, so I was doing my best, and you know. Ask questions if you don't understand. Like, they're very open about everything. You know, they're going to tell you straightforward, which is really, really nice. But, yeah, I mean, I kind of understood some of it being in the fall league and understanding kind of what Drew was telling me. And so I kind of being able to take that over and being able to understand that, it's been not too bad. I can understand it pretty well.
He asked everything else I had, so.
All right. Well, one last one. Your next Archer, what's that like for you, a guy that has been around for as long as he has and just sort of sponging that up?
So the funny thing is I met Archer in, what would it have been? I want to say in 17 when he was with the Rays. My best friend plays for the Rays still, and I went up to see them play in New York, and that's when I first met him on out there. And, you know, ever since then, we really haven't been as close as we are now, obviously, you know, literally locker to locker, but, you know, it's been great. Like, he's very, helps me out with things, and he's like, hey, might want to do this, you might not want to do that. Like, all the veteran guys, whether it's been 2 years in the league or 13 years in the league, like Derek, all been very helpful and very open, and it's been a great time.
Which friend? Or who was your friend?
Daniel Robertson.
Daniel Robertson.
Yeah. Him and Josh Hader have been kind of giving me a little bit of a, hey, this is what you want to do, this is what you don't want to do. So I kind of got the best of both worlds in a sense.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.